The concluding paragraph, I should have brought a sitter. The concluding paragraph is missing a lot. Usually on every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, you say, okay, I'm saying, so you look in the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Dikish Manasseh, it's missing. Much of this is missing. The Dor HaShulchan writes it must be a misprint. It's supposed to be there. Every day that has an Issa Malachan should be there. He says the Nusach in the Eidot HaMizrach Sidurim is more correct. It has the whole Nusach there. So during intercession, I met somebody from Boston. He told me, one of the Mesmachim from the Yeshiva is now a rabbi in Boston. So he told me that they told him there that Rabbi Soloveitchik also said you should follow that Nusach that the Aruch HaShulchan has. Remember reading somewhere in a Luach from Eretz Yisrael, they claimed that the Vilna Gaon said like that. But I never found anywhere else that the Vilna Gaon said. But the Pashtus is like that. The Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, when you say Nusach, yeah, you should really say everything that's missing. Here it just says, okay, we're saying it's saying the same of a Chodesh, the line of a Mashal says that's a Chodesh, the same of a Chodesh, the same of a Chodesh. It doesn't, it's missing all the others. The whole thing. Then Mechadish Adonim Yom Shabbos Nesach Chodesh Hazeh. So that's more correct that one should really say that. There was a great Goyen, Michael Forschlager. He lived in Baltimore. He used to learn with the Avnei Nezer, I think, Bechavrusa. He used to learn Bechavrusa with the Avnei Nezer when he was a teenager. He was a big genius. And when he came to America, he lived in Baltimore. He was all by himself. He had very little shaychus with anybody else. Great Gedolim who knew about him used to come and talk to him and learning. They would talk for 8 hours straight. They would talk all night long. Talk all Shas. Roll through all of Shas. He passed away quite a few years ago. And they recently, I think like 2 or 3 years ago, they put out a sefer about his biography. I think it's called Michoel Ba'achas. All about Rabbi Michoel Forschlager. The great grandson. I remember many years ago, maybe 60 years ago, used to be a Torah journal in America, HaPardes. So this Rabbi Forschlager printed a shtickle Torah there that he heard from the Avnei Nezer, Shalashudis Torah, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. That he asked the following kasha, that the Gemara has a whole sugya about Amiras Hallel in Erech and Daf Yud Amud Beis. So Gemara seems to imply that the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos explains the Pshat in the Gemara, that the obligation to recite Hallel stems from the Chiyuv Simchas Yontif. So the Gemara says the Simchas Haguf, Achilu Shtiyah, and Simcha Lebas of Yan, and it's a Simchas HaNefesh to recite Hallel. It's an aspect of Simchas Yontif. So the Gemara asks, how come you don't recite Hallel on Shabbos? Gemara answers, Shabbos is not Ikri Moed. So the Ramban interprets, Shabbos is no Chiyuv Simcha. There's only Chiyuv Simcha on Yomim Tovim. There's no Chiyuv Simcha on Shabbos. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say. That the din is that one who's in Avelus, he's the Shiva Shloshim, so when it comes Yantav, it cancels whatever you're in the middle of. In the middle of Shivas, it cancels Shiva. In the middle of Shloshim, it cancels the Shloshim. Because Yantav has a Chiyuv Simcha, and Taisus says a Simcha and Avelus are a Tate Desasra. But when it comes Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't cancel Shiva, Shabbos doesn't cancel Shloshim. So one could have said, Kach Tikna Chachamim. If Shabbos is going to cancel Shiva and Shloshim, you never have Shloshim. You hardly ever have Shiva. If Shabbos is going to cancel, you never have Shiva. You never have Shloshim. But that's not the official explanation that Tosfos gives. Tosfos says, "Anat Gemara, Moed Katan." The third parak, Moed Katan. Tosfos says, "No, because Shabbos there's no mitzvah of Simcha. There's only a mitzvah of Simcha Yontif, and Shabbos is no chiyuv Simcha." I we say Yismuchu b'Malchuscha. So the Stechemit has pages and pages. It counts a likut from Achreinim on that kasha. Why do you say Yismuchu b'Malchuscha on Shabbos? So there's a good answer. He has a few answers. Rabbi Soloveitchik liked one of the answers. Okay. So one doesn't observe Avelus Beferhesi on Shabbos because it says, Vayivarach Halakim Asyam Ashvi, Vayikadosh Oso. So Shabbos is a day of Broche, and that Broche is in contradiction to Birchas Hashem. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Birchas Hashem Hitashir, Velo Yosef Etzev Ima. Tosfos quotes it there. Shabbos is a day of Broche, so there's no Atzvos on Shabbos. And one doesn't observe Avelus Beferhesi on Shabbos. But because Shabbos is not a Yom Simcha, so there's no Tate Desasri between the Simcha and Avelos. It is a Yom Evil, and one observes Avelos B'tzina, but not B'farsi. So that's how the Ramban interprets this Gemara in Erech and Dalf Yudim and Beis. Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos interprets, why don't we recite Hallel on Shabbos? The answer was, Shabbos is not Ikri Moed. Ikri Moed means there's no Chiyuv Simcha. On Yontif there's a Chiyuv Simcha. On Shabbos, no Chiyuv Simcha. Then the Gemara asks, what about Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed, Lema? Rosh Chodesh, there is a Chiyuv Simcha. That's how the Ramban is interpreting the Gemara's Kasha. So that's what the Tur in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Gaonim, that on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chiyuv Simcha, because it says in the Pasuk, V'yam Simchas Mardechem, Rosh Hashechem, Uskaitem Achatzetzus, etc. Lo Lasechem Aziv Chishamechem. So the Gaonim, quoted by the Tur, say, you see from that Pasuk that Rosh Chodeshem, there's a Chiyuv Simcha just like Mardechem. V'yam Simchas Mardechem, Rosh Chodeshem, you see that there's a Chiyuv Simcha. So the Gemara asks Rosh Chodesh, Dikri Moyed, there is a Chiyuv Simcha Lema, why don't we say a Hallel? So to this, the Gemara answers is Muta Basiyas Malocha. And the day is Muta Basiyas Malocha, so there's no Chiyuv to say Hallel. What does Hallel have to do with Asiyas Malocha? So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos interprets that line also. He says the relevance of Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh, it's nageh all over the world. What day is it? In order to know when Pesach is going to be, when Chanukah is going to be, when Yom Kippur is going to be, and so on. But the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh is only relevant to Beis HaMikdash, that you bring Musafim. On a Yontif, there's a Kedushas Hayom to make an Isim Aloche, and there are mitzvahs, Proteus, Matzah, and Chidus sitting in Sukkah, and Dalet Minim, mitzvahs, Proteus. There's a Kedushas Hayom for Karbonas HaMusafim, for Isim Aloche, for mitzvahs, Proteus. Those are the three different Parshas in the Chumash. And Parshas HaMoados appears three times. In Emor, you have the Parshas HaMoados, all the Yom Tov, when you get to Isim Aloche. Then you have in Parshas Pinchas, the Kedushas Hayom is relevant when you get to Musafim. And then in Parshas Re'eh, you have the mitzvahs Proteus mentioned over there. So on a Shabbos and a Yontav, you have all the three aspects. And on Rosh Chodesh, is Lo Igdish Basiyas Melacha, means the whole, the Ramban interprets that means the whole relevance, the whole significance, the whole meaningfulness of the Kedushas Hayom is only felt in the Beis HaMikdash. That you bring Musafim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's irrelevant, so that's why you don't say Hallel. That's why the simple reading of the Ramban conveys the impression that in the Beis HaMikdash they would say Hallel, because there's a Chiyuv Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. What the Goyim, what the Tur quoted the name of the Goyim, that there's a Chiyuv Simcha Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, there's also an Inyan of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, but it's a Simcha B'Shevi Altasa. It's an Isbe Hesped V'Tainas. From the Rambam, I think it's Mashma Disa, Hesped V'Tainas of Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa. Why is it Deraisa? Because there's a Chiyuv Simcha. It's not a chiyuv simcha that's mechayiv to do something b'kumbi asay. In simcha lebepasim and simcha lebiyan, you don't have to do anything b'kumbi asay. It's only simcha b'shevi al tasa. So that's why it doesn't cancel. You don't say that Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh cancels avelus. She cancels shiva, cancels shloshim. It only cancels if the day is labeled as a yom simcha. There's a simcha b'kumbi asay. It's only a simcha b'shevi al tasa. The Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban sounds like he's saying in Beis HaMikdash you have a real Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash not real. It sounds different in the Beis HaMikdash they did say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, we say Chatzi Hallel. So the Gemara says Maseches Tainus, it's only a minik. Rav never heard of the minik. Rav is a grown adult, he never heard of this minik. He came, Rav Ikle LeBavel, Rav Shmuel learned by Rav Yudah Anasi in Eretz Yisrael, and they knew just like Meir Kahana, that there's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. They knew better than Meir Kahana, there's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but they moved to Bavel, because the Jews in Bavel need rabbinic leadership. So they went to Bavel to establish yeshivas. The Gemara said, my Rav came to Bavel, Rav Bika Matzah V'Goda Bageder. It was the Wild West when he came to Bavel. They were violating Basa B'Cholov, they were violating Shabbos, they didn't know any of the dinim. The Gemara says, a woman would ask the other one, how much milk do you need for 2 pounds of meat? They didn't know the basics of Basa B'Cholov, they didn't know the Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara's Lashon is, Rav Bika Matzah, he found an open Bika B'Goda Bageder, and he started teaching Torah, and he accomplished for Yiddishkeit, he got the people to be observant. So when Rav came to Bavel, he saw all the Amoraitzes there. So one fine day, he comes to Shul, and they're saying, Hallel Rosh Chodesh. There they go again, they don't know the ABCs of this Siddur. They're saying Ha'ala Mashchedush. The Gemara says Sova Lapsu Kinu. He's going to stop them. Then, by the time he got to the Chazan to tell him not to say the Ha'alo, even the Chazan to come Dalgi Dilugi, they were skipping. Wait, like we do, we say Chatzi Ha'alo. So one kasha farem for the other. Oh, it must be it's a minig, and in order to demonstrate it's a minig, so they skip. That's how the Gemara says in Tainus. So this. So that's why we only say Chatzi Ha'alo. But the Gemara's question was, why don't you say Ha'alo Shalom Medina? So the Gemara said it's Muta Basias Malach. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a chiddush. He thought that in the Beis Hamikdash there are muchif to say Ha'alo Shalom. And Rav Soloveitchik always knew, he heard it from his father. Then, after many years, he looked around Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Kemat writes like that explicitly, that he interprets in the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh is not Igdish Basias Malach. It means Chutz LeBeis Hamikdash, the Kedush of Rosh Chodesh is not relevant. So that's why you don't say halal. But it sounds like in the Beis HaMikdash, where it is relevant for Hakrovas HaMusafim, then you would say halal. Then you would say halal. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's the teretz. Why you say Yisbechum Malchuscha on Shabbos? He said Nusach Ashkenaz only says Yisbechum Malchuscha by Musaf. So the whole inyan of Simcha is Ismachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem. When a person has to be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a chi of Simcha. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga. The Gemara says, "Ein atzus lefnei hamakom." One is in the presence of the Rebbe Shalom. There's no sadness. Shenema, hod v'hodo lefanav, ois v'chedva b'mekomo. When one is in the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu b'mekomo, there's always chedva. So there's never any atzus. So what engenders the chiyuv simcha yontav? The chiyuv to be lefnei Hashem. You have a chiyuv to be erel regel. Everybody has to go into the azara, even though the women don't have a chiyuv. But there's an inyan of the erel regel. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no chiyuv aliyah l'regel. So where do you say there? Why is there a chiyuv simcha? There's a machlokes satanai, whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur cancel avelus or not. So we pask and it does cancel avelus. We assume that there is a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shuvin neshagas aryeh. We assume there is simcha. So why is there simcha? There's no aliyah l'regel. Rav Soloveitchik said on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that you blow shofar, given that it's a karn kasi kilifnim dami. When you blow shofar, that's a form of tvila. It's considered as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Therefore, there's a more chomer dikadina than katega nasa saneg. So Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, because you have to blow shofar, it's considered kilas na'i lefnim, as if everybody's mamish in the Kodesh HaKadosh. On Yom Kippur, you don't blow shofar. But Gemara says no, that the Rambam has all arichas and nishmane prokim. We quote psukim from Navi. Rakav and esechem hoyam avdilim beinechem levein elakechem. Like people do averis, it's like a mechitza shal barzal that's mafsik between the person and the Ribbono shel Olam. And on Yom Kippur, there's a special chiyuv to do tshuva, and there's a haftocha of mechila and kapara of slicha. So we hope that on Yom Kippur, this mechitza shal barzal will be removed, and we will return back to the state of being lifnei Hashem. So Vejik used to say like that, that the chiyuv simcha always engendered, is always engendered by the obligation to be lifnei Hashem. So on Shalosh Regalim, the chiyuv is to be Ola Regal. Even the women are not mechiyuv, but there's an inyan to be Ola Regal, to come lefnei Hashem. And Rosh Hashanah, keeping the Zikor and Kasi, kelefnim damin on Yom Kippur, because of the chiyuv tshuva, you have to be lefnei Hashem. How do you know that this is so? Because the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avela. Simple pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara in the first daf in Perek Elu Megalchan sounds like it says the Rambam writes not so. So all the Mefarshim ask, where did the Rambam get? Rambam writes the Kohen Gadol observes Avela like anybody else. So they all ask on the Rambam. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara, the first daf in Elam Megalchon says, "Kan Gadol Kol Hashana Kula Ki Yisrael Baregel Dami." Kan Gadol all year long doesn't observe Avelus like the Jews Baregel don't observe Avelus. Why does the Kan Gadol not observe Avelus and all year long like Yisrael Baregel? So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdosh when he says you have to have Big De Kuhuna, you have to appoint a Kan Gadol, and quoted the Sefarta of the Kan Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdosh all day long. All year long has to be his mitzvah. You only need the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to do the Avodah. Every day the Kohen Gadol has to pay for a korban. He doesn't have to be makbir chavita Kohen Gadol. Once a day in the morning, once a day in the evening. Machzisa babak, machzisa beinu abayim. You have to bring chavit, but he doesn't have to be a makbir. He can pay the money. So he can live in Modi'in, he can live in New York, and he'll be officially the Kohen Gadol. And they'll be mocked with the Kabbalah and on Yom Kippur, he'll come back to Eretz Yisrael and do the Avodah. So the Rambam says, no, the Kvodim Sefarta, the job, the function of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long with the big Dekuna and supervise the Hakrovas HaKabbalah. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, you see from that Gemara that the thing that engenders the chiyuv simcha is the chiyuv to be lifnei Hashem. We only have to be on Shabbos regalim lifnei Hashem to come to the Azor. Kangon has to be in the Azor all year long. So that's why, since in principle he's supposed to be in Kangon, he's supposed to be in the Azor, he has to go to sleep at night, but since in principle he's supposed to be in the Azor all day and all night, so that's why he's Kisol Beregel, he's lifnei Hashem and he has a chiyuv simcha all year long, and that's why he never observes Avelis. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik said, on Shabbos, on Shabbos, you have to bring the Musafim. So you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of bringing the Musafim. So when you're bringing the Musafim, when you're involved in the Musafim, then there's a Chiyuv Simcha. So Minig Ashkenaz is that you only say Yisbuchu Malchuscha when you daven Musaf. He said, he doesn't understand, he didn't ask on Nusach Svard, apparently that never bothered him. How come the Balatanya's Nusach? That bothered him. Because he was brought up in a Lubavitcher village, in a Chaslavich. How come the Balatanya has Yisbuchu Malchuscha for Shachris and for Mincha and for Ma'ariv also? Nusach Svard has it, not only by Musaf. So that he doesn't know. That he thought that was a pella. That's the kasha that all Achronim ask. And he said, Yisimcha Malchuscha on Shabbos. Mar said, the fair is no Chayev Simcha. There's only Chayev Simcha. Only Chayev Simcha in connection with the Musaf. That's all. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. That his father held that they used to say Halal Shalom in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where the minute comes from. Where did the minute come from that they said Chatzi Halal in Bovel, Amrish Chodesh? He said the minute comes because in the Beis HaMikdash, he thought there was a Chiv Medina to say Halal Shalom on Rosh Chodesh. That's what it sounds like in this Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah. The problem is that you look in the Gemara in Tainus there, where the Gemara tells the story, Rabbi Klala Bavel, and they were saying Halal, and the Chasov and the Afsukino, he was going to stop them. Kiv Nechoda, Kamadalga Diluge, so he said, you see, it's only a minute. The Gemara there is talking about Halal on the Beis HaMikdash. Where's the Beferish? You don't say Halal on the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a problem. The simple reading of the Gemara is not so. That you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh even in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know how this Ramban with Rav Moshe Soloveitchik are going to miyashiv the Gemara there. So the Gemara said, the Gemara has two kashas. Why don't you say Halal on Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara says, Lo yigdish basiyas malocha. Why don't you say Halal on Shabbos? Because Lo yikri moed. So this Rav Yechiel Forshlager, printed at Vatora 60 years ago in Hapardes, he heard Shalashuda's Torah from the Avnei Nezer. But the effect Akasha, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you should say Halal Shalom. You should be Mbukhi Medina to say Halal Shalom. Because it's both a Moed, and it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha. It's a Moed Mitam Rosh Chodesh, and it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha Mitam Shabbos. So the Teretz that he gave was that the two Kedushas don't blend in. Ha'iluchu Dikoy v'ha'iluchu Dikoy. Rosh Chodesh is not Mechayiv and Halal because it's La Igdish Basiyas Malacha. Shabbos is not Mechayiv and Halal because it's La Yikri Moed, so you're left with nothing. So this is a question, is that true? When you have Rosh Chodesh superimposed on top of Kedushas Shabbos, do the two blend in to constitute one Kedushas Hayom? Or are they two Kedushas Hayom? So in the Gemara in Beitza, in the second parak, there's a machlokes b'sham and b'shilo. When you daven Musaf on Rosh Chodesh Shecholiyas b'Shabbos, how many brachas do you say in the Shmon Esrei? So b'shamay are of the opinion that you say eight brachas. You say Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achronis, then say one bracha for Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, then say one bracha for Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh. You have to have two separate brachas, two separate Kedushas Hayom. And we don't paskin like that. The Gemara said we paskin like Beisilo, that you combine the two together. And we choisen b'shtayim, we end off the Kaddish HaShabbos, we saw b'hazman. So the Gemara in Brachas says, ein choisen b'shtayim. Let's say a guy comes in late to shul, and he has to say 15 Birchas HaShachar. He doesn't have enough time. He's going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he says, Baruch HaTor Hashem Lakenu Malach HaOlam, Anos HaNasech Vel Hatcha Yem Veloido Shlos Ani Goy B'Shlos Ani Yod B'Shlos Ani Isho Pekeh Chivim Malch B'Sharumim. He wants to include everything in one Shem Malchus. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. Ein choisen b'shtayim. Then in Shulchan Aruch it says that even, the Gemara never said it, in Shulchan Aruch it says, even Ben Yevet, if you did it, you're not yetzer all the 15 brachas, whatever you said first. And that's on Tzahach Mayam Ben Loyli, you're yetzer the first, and the other 14 you're not yetzer. Ein chayis ben b'shnayim is even le'ikuvah. So the Gemara says, but what about Shabbos for Shchoydesh? Shem Mekarash HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So the Gemara says, chutz mizu. That's the exception to the rule. The Gemara says, U'mayishno, the Gemara brachas, I think a memtes. The Gemara says, U'mayishno. Why is it mutter to be choisen b'shnayim? The Gemara says, shiny hasam, that they're connected. The Kaddish HaShabbos we saw last month. What do you mean they're connected? So if Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rishonis, or the Rishonim there, on the side of the Rif, they have some Rishon, the Rivov, same thing. The thing is, the nephew of the Balamor, and Rashi, you look in the Rishonim there, they seem to have two different Rishonim. Some Rishonim seem to hold that the two Kedushas blend in to be one. Shabbos v'shchedesh hyphenated is one Kedushas Hayam. And others said, that's what it means. Shani ha'ocha de'chadahu. It's one Kedushas Hayam. V'shamei hold, you say two brachas, because they're unrelated. One is superimposed on the other, but they don't blend in to be one. And we pass like Basila that they blend in to be one. And the other Rishonim say they don't blend in to be one. Really, it is a bit of a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim. But since it's related, it's a Kedushas Hayam Ahin and a Kedushas Hayam Aher, each one is about a Kedushas Hayam, the same day, the two different Kedushas, so it's not that bad a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim. And you have to, and the Gemara says in Brachas, earlier in Brachas, that when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah composed all the tefillahs and all the brachas, they had to have a pattern, they had to have a source in Tanakh that you have a right to make a tefillah with 18 units, Shmona Esrei, then with 19 units. You have to have a source in Tanakh, you have a right to make a tefillah with 7 units, and with 24 units on a tiny Sibur. They said, Chazaras HaShatz, they said the 18 brachas plus another 6. The Chazan added another 6, and the Gelu Shefer at the end of the 6. The Gemara quotes a source in Tanakh that you can have a tefillah with 24 units. And you have a tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Chanashav, you have a tefillah with 9 units. Really should have been 10 on Rosh Hashanah. You should have had Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Achrayinis, Malchus Chanashavis, and another bracha for the Kedushas Hayayim. But because in Tanakh there's no source for a tefillah with 10 units, there's only a source of a tefillah with 9 units, so all the Tanoim worked on the assumption you have to kvetch together two of the 10 brachas. So there's a three-way machloikis in Maseches Roshana, which two brachas do you combine together? So Yechon ben Nuri used to combine the Malchias with the Atta Kodesh and Shimcha Kodesh, before HaMelech HaKodesh. He said Malchias, 10 Pesukim HaMalchias, and Atta Kodesh. We don't paskin like that. We combine Kedushas Hayayim with Malchias. And then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that you say Kedushas Hayayim with Zichreinus. Because just like all the time on Shabbos Yom, the Kedushas Hayayim is the middle bracha. So on Rosh Hashanah, when you have 9 brachas, so the middle bracha happens to be Zichreinus, so Kedushas Hayayim should be in the middle. So that, nobody ever followed that. But the Yerushalmi says, in the Galil, they used to follow Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, used to combine together Malchias with Kedushas Hashem, in Atta Kodesh before HaMelech HaKodesh. We don't follow that. We follow Rabbi Akiva. We don't follow Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. We combine together Malchias with Kedushas Hayayim. Why don't you just say 10 brachas? Why do you have to fetch two together? Because there's no source in Tanakh that you have a right to say a tefillah with 10 units. You had to have a source. So there's, as Gemara said, only a source for 9 brachas. So they had to combine tefillah with 9 units. So they had to combine tefillah schana, Hashem Hashem 9 times. So they had to combine together two of the brachas. So that's what Bisilu said. Bisilu said you combine together Kedushas Hayayim of Shabbos with Rosh Chodesh. Why? Either because Chodesh here, it's one, the two Kedushas blend in to be one. According to the other Shem, they don't blend in to be one. They're two separate, but they're not so unrelated. They're both Kedushas Hayayim on the same day, and you have no source to make a tefillah with 8 units. You can only have 7 units. So it's not that bad a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim. You have no choice, so you combine them together. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that he thought that these were the two minhagim when you have Yontev Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. When you have Yontev Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. Also, Machlokes B'Shamim B'Sil. The B'Shamim hold that you say 8 brachas. The brachas and toys, you have 8 brachas. You have one bracha for Kedushas Hayayim of Shabbos, the fourth bracha, fifth bracha is Kedushas Hayayim of Yontev, and then you have the Gimel Achareinus. And we don't pass like that, we pass like B'Sil, you combine together. So when you combine together, the concluding paragraph starts by Asiyeh Hashem Alakenu is Bikas Ma'adecha Chaim Alasham Simcha V'Sasan. Then you have in parentheses Alakenu V'Alakenu V'Senu Ritzei B'Mnuch HaSenu, that line is only recited when it's Shabbos. So the Goyen's Nusach is that you don't even say it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yankev Emden published the Siddur, and he lived in Hamburg, and he writes that was a meeting in Hamburg. They said Alakenu Ritzei B'Mnuch HaSenu even when Yontav is Choli is Bechol. That line belongs even in the Yontav Shecholiyas B'chol. And that's what Professor Birnbaum who put out the Birnbaum Machzor years ago. It used to be very popular, Birnbaum Machzor. So he decided that Rabbi Yankov Hemden's Nusach is the more correct one. So he put it in that you always say, okay, I'm going to say this, even Mechal. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very upset because his meaning was like the Grod that you never say, Imechal Yis B'Shabbos. So he said, Achutzpah, who gave Birnbaum the right to decide? He wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He taught in seminary, I think. He put out a nice machzor, very nice, but who gave him the right to decide? Everybody should daven Nusach, Rabbi Yankov Hemden, Nusach of Hamburg. So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, what is the issue? Whether you only say it, whether you don't even say it on Shabbos, or you only say it on Shabbos. So he said, he thought it depends on these two opinions in the Rishonim. When you have Rosh Chodesh Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, or Yom Tov Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, if the two blend in to be one Kedushas Hayayim, the Mikra Din, this Hillel hold, you only say one bracha in the middle. But if Mikra Din, they're really two different Kedushas Hayayim, and really you should have said like B'Shamay, two different brachas for the Kedushas Hayayim, but we combine together, so that's represented, if you hold like that, that's represented with the fact, we start Ha'asiyenu Shamakenu Spirkas Ma'adecha, that's the beginning of the concluding paragraph on a normal Yom Tov. Then we start Lekenu Kevesenu, Etzeinu Nechosenu, that's normally the beginning of the concluding paragraph on Shabbos. So we show that we really would have wanted to do like Beis Shammai, to say Ha'asiyenu, to say Lekenu Kevesenu, Etzeinu Nechosenu. We really would have wanted to say two different brachas, but you can't, because you can only have seven brachas. You can't have a tefillah, you can't have an amidah with eight brachas. So we combine them together, but we begin with both. We begin the Hasiyenu, begin with Kein Ritzenu, Ritzeibim Ruchasen. And the Nusach HaGro was of the opinion that the two blend in to be one, and that's why you don't have to demonstrate that you would have liked to say the two Hasimas over here. So that's the Shaila. If you all like those Rishonim, like that practice, that Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh combine together to be a new animal. They blend in to be one Kedushas Hayam. The Gemara in Zvachim sounds like it says like that. In Perakol HaTodir, it sounds like that. That it's one blends in to be one. It's not one superimposed on the other. Then you're back again with the Kasha of the Avnei Nezer. Why don't you say Halal Shalem? Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh B'Shamas. And the Teretz that Avnei Nezer gave is only according to Hefer the Rishat. He said that Rosh Chodesh not Mechayiv and Shabbos not Mechayiv. So he left and the two do not blend in together. So therefore, there's no mechayiv to say how. That teretz is only for all like those rishonim, that they don't blend in together. But other rishonim hold that they do blend in together. So that is a problem.
Would
Beis Shammai
say that you need two
birkot haftarah? Would Beis Shammai say what?
You need two
birkot
haftarah?
Could be. On Rosh Chodesh, usually you don't have haftarah. But on Yom Tov Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, it could be that they would say two brachas and haftarah. That could well be. I don't know. You should look into it. Where are we going to find source? You have to read Tosefta's. Maybe we'll find the Tosefta. They say that Rav Elbel Soloveitchik once had a chiddush in Shia. He thought it was so good. He says, we've got to look in Rishonim. It's too good to be my chiddush. It has to be a Rishonim. Then he kept on being more and more enthusiastic about his chiddush. He thinks there has to be a Gemara somewhere. It's too good just to be a Rishonim. It has to be a Gemara. Then he was kept on getting so excited. It must be in Tanaim somewhere. So they looked and they found a Tosefta. They found it's Chiddush in the Tosefta. Okay?
Rabbi thinks this is that good.
Pretty good. If they Shammai hold, they say two brachas in the Shmones. Mistam, they say two brachas in Haftar. Sounds very good. Mistam, well, look, we'll find a Tosefta. Psikta or something. Okay.